So we've come here today to look at the hospital and provide some training for the medical staff. And that's the doctors, the nurses, the midwives, in fact, all the medical staff, particularly on trauma and acute medical care. And we've constructed a programme which has involved and evolved over the last 10, 12 weeks. We did some medical training on how to treat the common medical scenarios using the WHO treatment guidelines. And now we've moved on to trauma training. And this is very exciting because the trauma training is based on a teach-the-teacher approach. So what we're doing now over 6 weeks is providing a programme that teaches the local staff how to go back to different hospitals and teach their colleagues.
So why do you think it's very important for you to provide this training to local health workers in Bentiu?
Well, because we're interested in the long-term future of Bentiu.
Since you came here in Bentiu, how many health workers did you train so far in this hospital in Bentiu?
That's a good question. The group is getting bigger and bigger. So we started off with a group of 5 or 6 local staff, and then a group of nurses came and joined us, and that was very good, and the midwife and laboratory staff. And now we have an extra group from Rukona, and I think we're 15 people today for the trauma training. And that's taking into account that the nurses are away today.
We do understand that also UK engineer, they are also doing some work in Bentiu Hospital. So what kind of work do your engineer do in this hospital?
So we appreciate that it's not all about teaching the medical staff. There are various health-related engineering projects that will also, you know, encourage the hospital to be more attractive and safe for medical care. So these include very small, simple tasks such as infection prevention and control, cleaning the wards, cleaning the outpatients, repainting some of the walls and making it a little bit safer and cleaner for the patients.
So you work here in Bentiu Level 2 Hospital and you and come in Bentiu, and sometimes you come to Bentiu Hospital to help local worker here in Bentiu. So how do you evaluate the general situation in this state as a doctor?
Well, clearly it's a very resource deprived environment. Although there is quite a lot of expertise here, there is a shortage of some resources, including training resources, but also delivery resources. And I think what we can do is help train some of the local staff on how to manage with very little resources. But also, we are learning as well from all the local staff, because actually, they all know much more than we do about how to operate in this sort of environment. So it's very much a two-way learning process, and we're very interested in learning about this.
What do you like to share with the people of South Sudan about your work in this country?
So when I came to South Sudan, I knew very... it was a very complicated situation, and it's taken me a long time to really understand the difficulties faced by the people here. And I have huge, huge respect for everybody here. I think it's a very difficult environment and a very difficult time. But having spent a few months here, I now have a lot of hope. I have a lot of hope with this beautiful town of Bentiu and this beautiful hospital that one day it will become the great place that it was a short time ago.